Thank you, Brother Ferguson, for coming and being a part of this service today. And I'm going to let you be that blessing. And I would say this, and he didn't share this with you today, but I know sometimes folks, when we talk about giving, they kind of resist a little bit, but I've witnessed that these brothers that distribute these words through our New Testaments, they also write the check to help buy those Bibles. Every year, they make a contribution themselves. So he's not asking you and I to do anything that they're not doing. And we appreciate that. I'm going to ask at this time, and I'm going to share a few words. We've got a little more time left today, but I want to take up an offering for these, buying these Bibles. You do give as you can give. You'll be blessed. And we appreciate you participating in this. I want to ask you to stand at this time. Brother Paul and William could take up this for us. And I have witnessed, and I feel in my spirit, that these testimonies we hear about are not fictitious. They are not made up. They're true happenings of what this word is doing and will do. And I want to be a part of that. So we're going to ask the Lord to bless this offering at this time. Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to give. Lord, we pray this morning, Lord, that you'll bless every penny that is given to help buy word and produce this word in book form, this anointed word that you have given us by inspiring of men throughout the ages to give us life through your holy word. Lord, we pray today, Lord, that you would bless this offering. Lord, bless our Gideon brothers, Lord, that they would continue to get this word out as only they can, the avenues that they can go down. Lord, we're asking that you'll bless gift and giver, that souls be saved, brought into the kingdom. In thy precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing. I want to share, as they're taking this up, just a few testimonies as was going on in our last pastor's appreciation banquet. Brother Ferguson, you may have to help me here. Was it Tanzania? Was that where that our brother had went to, I think, was where he showed the films of the Tanzania, I believe is where it was at. The wife and I tried to remember. I'm pretty certain it was. And folks, I want to tell you something. We are so blessed in this United States of America. How many knows that? We saw videos or pictures that were put together that our brother had brought, and these little fellas and children would find this word, and they would ask them about the word, and they would raise this Bible up that they had received the word. And as he had, Brother Ferguson had brought forth today, we're living in a day today that they're trying to stop the word from being distributed to our children, but we're still able to praise him because we saw those kids that were just being blessed, pushing, trying to get their little testament. I was just overwhelmed. It was just something that really stirred my heart in such a way to see that. And, my prayer is that America doesn't have to get to the point, how would I say this, to be brought down to the point that those folks are in to want his word. But I will say this, whatever it takes for me to make heaven, for our souls, our friends to make heaven, it's going to far exceed what we go through in this life. How many knows that? If we lose it all and gain heaven, we've gained it all. Praise God. But we're serving a God. Now, you say, preacher, you're talking kind of down and discouraging there. We're serving a God that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He's got whatever you need. And I'm thankful this morning that he knows what we need. And I wanted to say a few words, and we might go just a few minutes past noon, but how many knows the restaurants are open past noon? Amen. So if it's just a few minutes after, how many enjoyed once again, Dr. Ferguson, Brother Ferguson coming by, and we're honored to have him with us, and we appreciate that and the work they do in bringing out the word and helping those to distribute the word. And as we were thinking about him coming today, and was praying about the scriptures and things along that line. There was a thought that just came to my mind throughout this week as I was talking about it with the Lord and praying about today's service. The most important thing in your life, my life, our family, and our friends is that we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. How many knows that? There's nothing, you know, we look at, you know, maybe we have a little difference in our doctrinal differences as far as our churches is concerned, but we can come to this agreement for sure, and if we don't agree on this, we're wrong. There's not but one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. We must be born again. There's no other way around it. And I find this, and I personally believe, you know, we believe that God's got the power. Christ took the stripes that we might be healed, and we can receive that. But there's nothing greater than a born-again experience with Jesus Christ. Praise God. And as I was talking this week to myself and praying about it and thinking about these little testaments, and I've got one that's I think I got it in 1971, something along that line. Still have it. It's kind of tattered and things that, you know, you can tell it's 30-something years old. But I can't say that that particular Bible is the one I read or the one I heard his word. But the same words that's written in that New Testament, Brother Phillips, what changed my life. And as I was praying this week, the thought that come to me is simply this. There's simply this, a fire in me. Can I have a witness? Folks, we go through things in life, and we don't know what tomorrow holds, but how many knows who holds tomorrow? We don't know what our government's going to do, but how many knows who is control of this situation? We don't know who on Tuesday will be in office. Praise God. You vote what you feel like voting, the direction you feel like voting. Without getting off on that again, let's go what God wants us to do. But folks, does not matter what happens or who's in there. We're still serving a God that is able to supply our needs, to walk with us. And praise be unto God. I found myself, if times get hard, if things get worse, there's a fire in me. Are you with me? There's a fire in me. Praise God. You say, preacher, I don't think there's a fire anymore. I think the fire's dwindled out. I'm here to tell you, and listen to me, this word has not changed. Praise God. This word is still alive and well. He said that whosoever believeth on him would confess and believe, they shall be saved. You know what? That's the same truth today as it was when it was pinned down. If you would stand with me just for a moment in Jeremiah, if you would find Jeremiah, I don't plan on preaching full length today, but I do have this I'd like to say. Jeremiah chapter 20. How many can say there's a fire in me? Come on, church. Is anybody with me this morning? We've been refreshed by the word. We've been refreshed by testimonies of this young lady that has had Christ to change her life. How many has had Christ change your life? Oh, can somebody say there's a fire in me? Glory to God. Amen. It's not because of a word that come from some book. It's a word that come from the truth of the word that's alive. This word is alive today, folks. Amen. Jeremiah was a prophet. I believe he's been referred to as a weeping prophet at times. And verse 7 of chapter 20 says, O Lord, thou hast delivered me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out, and I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more of his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Let's take time and pray one more time. Father, as we present just a small portion of your word today, Lord, we pray as that fire burns deep in the depths of our soul today. Lord, we pray as your word has been given forth and through two New Testament Bibles to our troops, to our country, to those that need God. I pray, Lord, continue to move. But Lord, as we're here today in this service, if there's one that doesn't know you, we pray, God, that this word begin to burn in the depths of their soul this morning. Lord, touch lives. If there's one here today, Lord, tug at their hearts this morning as they would come to know you as a personal Savior. Maybe some disappointed and discouraged and disarrayed by this world. Lord, I pray today, touch their hearts, strengthen them this morning, and we'll praise you for it. Anoint us to preach your word in Jesus' name. Amen. I know you're scared. You're saying, oh no, he's going to preach an hour. Don't be fearful. Don't be fearful. But if you do, if we do, it's going to be all right too, isn't it? Jeremiah found himself in a position as he began to preach and speak God's word, he found something out. There was became, Brother Eldon, a mockery to him. It became a burden. Every time he'd say something, somebody come against him. Has anybody been there? Have you ever spoke the word and something happened? Somebody come against you. Anybody? I'm sure our Gideon friends have met some oppositions. But he said, I'm just going to find myself, Brother Philip, and not say nothing else. But there was something about the word that had something to say about that decision that Jeremiah was trying to make. He said, I'm just going to say nothing. Can I put it in my own words? But praise God, there was something on the inside of him that had come through God in heaven, which he didn't have a King James Version. He didn't have a Thompson chain, but he did have an anointing of God in his life. How many can say there's a fire in me? Amen. As he found himself saying, I'm going to speak no more. But he said, there's just something on the inside of me. It's like a fire shut up in my bones. I can't stop. Praise God. How many knows the word? Jeremiah began to say some things. And I've had to stand behind the pulpit and say some things that I didn't want to say. Because it was true. You know what happens to the fire of the word of God? Is when you start doing something wrong, he begins to bring it to your attention. Has anybody ever been there? If we make a mistake, you know what? He's not come to condemn us, the word says, but he come to save us. So there's a fire burning in me. Not that I stand here perfect, not that I stand here above anyone else, but that I stand here because of the burning of the word. And Brother Ferguson quoted the scripture where it says, his word will not return unto him void. So when he speaks it through the unction of this word, he meant it's going to come back. It's going to do what it says. Amen. One scripture brings it out as a two-edged sword. How many is thankful for this word? Cutting asunder. Praise God. Amen. How many is here this morning and got a fire burning in you? How many is here and the word begins to rise up? And the preacher, you don't need to get talking about things and that kind of is contrary. Well, I can tell you this. When we come in contact with the word of God and praise God, we decide we're going to do things our own way. Our lesson talked about humbleness and letting God exalt us and things along that line. As the word speaks about that, if you think you can make heaven yourself, you're a deceived person. Can't make it. Going to take Jesus. If we think we can walk within ourselves and do what we want to do, can't make it. It takes the blood of Christ. How many knows that this morning? Praise God. Can somebody one more time say, there's a fire burning in me? There's a fire burning in me. Oh, come on, church. Is there really a fire burning in you? Do you really love the Word of God? Does anybody love the Word? Have you ever put the Word of God into action? Jesus himself put the Word into action as the devil come to him after Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights and he was hungry. The devil comes up to him and said, well, if you're who you say you are, why don't you turn these stones into bread and have you something to eat? That's Arkansas terms. You know, the devil will come to you in Arkansas terms. How many knows that? We're in good shape. It's just 2 minutes after. Don't panic yet. Western Sizzling's still open. Colton's is open till 9 o'clock. We're okay. He said to him, he said, if you're who you say you are, if you're the Son of God, why don't you just turn these stones into bread and have you something to eat? He goes and resists him, Brother Barney. How many knows there's some time we're going to have to resist the devil? I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, and I'm subject to temptation as much as anybody in here at this congregation. Anybody with me? Praise God. Sister Ann is. But I want to tell you something. As much as I am subject to fail, I am subject to overcome. Why? Jesus said to him, praise God, isn't it good to do what Jesus said? He said, Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He said, get behind me, Satan. How many times it comes a place in our life when you say, get behind me, Satan? Can somebody say, there's a fire in me? There's a fire in me. Praise God. It's not by my might. It's not by my strength, but it's by the power of God. It's not that I have authority, but one who lives inside of me. Praise God. Because I accepted Him, I have an authority, Brother Philip, to stand on the Word of God. I have that authority to say, thanks be unto God who causes me to triumph always through Christ Jesus. How many is glad you're an overcomer? Y'all, we ought to be excited about what we've heard this morning. We've heard two testimonies about what the God, Word of God done for somebody in their life. And you know what? It's very possible you and I have had a part in that. We've wrote contributions, you've wrote checks, and you've helped for the last several years. And how many likes to be a part of the good things in life? I like to be able to say I'm a part of this right here. And I'm thankful to say that my Lord and Savior called me one day as a young boy. And I accepted the call and praise God. He brought me in. How many is glad the Lord brought you in? Hallelujah. You say, preacher, you're getting a little bit too excited. I'm here to say today that the Word of God is something to be excited about. If Jesus would stand and say, devil, it is written, get behind me. We can go to James 4 and 7 and say this. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil. And he'll flee from you. Has anybody ever resisted? You got to get it first. You got to submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. How many knows that? Some people say, well, I'm going to resist the devil. Have you submitted to God? When you submitted to God, then you've got the authority to say, I'm going to stand because I've done all I know to do. I'm going to stand here. And he said, then he said, draw nigh to me. He said, draw nigh to me. I've got it wrong. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hands, your hearts, you double-minded. How many can say there's a fire in me? When I stand behind this pulpit, when these Gideons step out in the midst of darkness, they don't stand, but because of the authority of this word, we have the authority. Can I tell you this? I'm going to close quickly. In your homes, take the authority of the word. I'm going to get a little farther out here. Daddy, it's your responsibility to be the spiritual leader of the home. Woo, preach it, preacher. I'm preaching good now, ain't I? It's time that we as men stand up and say, I'll stand for the Word of God. We see something coming in, Brother Philip, to our home. I believe it's my responsibility to plead above Christ to stand for the truth of the Word. How many wants to stand for the truth? Can anybody say there's a fire burning in me? Praise God. Jeremiah said, I'm going to shut up. I've had resistance. I'm not going to say nothing else. Maybe you're here this morning and you went through some battles and you've had some troubled times in your life and you may say it's not worth even going. I'm here to tell you, is there a fire burning in you? If there is, praise God. It's like fire shut up in your bones. Praise God. You say, well, you're a preacher. Listen, church. Hey, amen. When we become acquainted with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, troubles come your way and you say, well, that's not worth the hassle. It's not worth the trouble. I'm here to tell you, it is worth the trouble. It is worth the resistance to stand because His Word said, He said, I'll go with you even to the end of this world. If Jesus stood up to the devil himself and said, Satan, get behind me, it is written, I believe I can stand in the midst of the pulpit of this church and I can stand in the midst of my home and I can say, Satan, it is written, get behind me. Praise God. I've got somebody on my side that's greater than you. This world may crumble around about me, but I'm standing for Jesus. Why? Because He stood for me. He hung on the cross. He died for your sins, for your sins, for my sins. And why would we not serve Him? Can you give me a good reason not to serve Jesus Christ? I've made this comment. I know I'm getting close. I've made this comment. I believe. I know I would serve Him in this world today. The United States of America in the year 2008, Brother Philip, I would serve Him till I die, even if there wasn't streets of gold ahead. Even if when I leave this life, Brother Ferguson, I step over and the tears are wiped from my eyes. Even knowing that a million years from now, I can fall at the feet of Christ who saved me, who died for me, who took stripes for my healing, who took the spear in His side and water and blood gushed out of Him, and He took the crown of thorns upon His head. Even if I didn't have a heaven to gain, this life is well worth living. Is there fire in you? You know what happens to this word? You come to a place like this, a Gideon puts a Bible in a motel, you open up that word, and you read that Romans chapter 10. And that word chapter 10 in Romans says, who, verse 7, says, who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ from the dead again. Again from the dead. But what saith? The word is nigh thee. Even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And then you pick up this word and you read this right here. And it says this in verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know what happens when you read that and you're not saved? There's a fire begins to burn. Maybe you're here this morning, and maybe you've not really accepted Christ. And I believe there's times, Brother Barney, that you've come to this church and you've heard a testimony, or you've heard a song, or you've heard the preacher say, and sometime during your daily walk, there's a fire begins to burn in your soul. As Jesus found himself on the road to Emmaus, as he was walking down there, and the two on the road didn't recognize who he was. And as they shared with him, I won't take time to read it, as they shared with him what had happened, and then they recognized that that was Jesus. And one looks over to the other, Brother Philip. Just like me and old Brother Philip walking down the road, and we come in contact with Jesus. And Sister Ann, I looked over at Philip, and we said to each other, didn't you feel something when we talked to him? Didn't your heart just begin to flutter a little bit? Didn't you feel the burning of the word as we walked with Jesus? I believe there's many times we find ourselves walking and Christ is with us. The Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart strings and you don't recognize him to the point to say, I'll accept him. Would you stand with us this morning? As they looked at each other, and they said, our hearts burn within us. That word burn means to set on fire, to consume. We're praying today that as your life goes through your daily walk, as this word has touched you through a Sunday school teacher, through the preacher, through a song, through a New Testament that you've read and carried, I'm praying our troops receive strength as they clutch that camouflage New Testament. And as they stand and fight for our... Pray God, move in their midst. And we're going to thank you for it. As we tarry this morning, we have time. If you need Jesus as your personal Savior, would you come? Would you come? Praise God. Is there one this morning? Is there one? How many can say there's a fire in me? His word is a fire. Praise God. Is there one this morning? Do you need Jesus? Our prayer is that his word burns deep in your heart. As you hear his word, stand on his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap and praise this morning. Praise God. Thank you for coming. Good to have our visitors. Thank you, Brother Ferguson, for coming, being a part of the service with us today. And it's an honor to have everyone here in this service looking for God's word. Stand on his word. His word will stand when this world passes away. How many knows that? Amen. Praise God. Anybody else have any need any prayer? Have anything to say? Amen. It's good to have you. Good to have you. All right, shake hands with our guest and tell him you appreciate him. And we're going to ask Brother Wendell to dismiss us this morning. And remember this, there's a fire burning in you when you know Jesus. If you don't know him, there's not a better time to find him. When his word convicts us, don't be offended. Be thankful. Be thankful. Praise God. Brother Wendell.